And where would you like this, Duchess?
Place that with the other jars for now, Professor Akron, and I'll...
Kenton entered Chris's room in a dazzling display, lifted through the air by his glowing ribbons of sand from one balcony down to the next.
I thought we should begin the testing, Duchess.
The testing? Yes, right away. Let me just get something.
She reached for a notepad amid a desk already piled high with junk that had yet to find a home.
Oh, you won't need that, Duchess. It's not a written test.
I prefer to keep a record of everything so that I may learn from it.
Sand mastery is something you feel, Duchess, not something you write about.
Kenton exited the open doorway to the room and leapt from the balcony, throwing his sand out before him and charging it with just a thought so that it swirled to magical life. He dropped gracefully through the air, held gently aloft by the swirling ribbons of charged sand that glowed brilliantly. The most adept sandmasters would glide through the air with infinite grace, charging more than 24 ribbons of sand to do their bidding, until they almost appeared to be flying. Kenton did not have such mastery over the medium. He could only command a trio of ribbons at any one time. But his touch was delicate, and his descent through the open courtyard was still a thing of wonder to Chris, even though she had already witnessed it several times before. Chris hurried in pursuit, trying to retain her noble poise as she made her way swiftly down the staircase. As Kenton's feet touched the floor of the open courtyard, his sand turned black, its charge spent. It would take hours in the sun for the sand to recharge, an aspect which Chris had already begun investigating. Now she joined Kenton as he waited for her at the foot of the staircase.
Shall we?
Yes, yes. But how do you plan to conduct your test? Is it hard?
It's the same test my father used on me and everyone else who entered the Diem. You'll see how...
At that moment, as they were crossing the courtyard, a sandmaster interrupted them.
Lord Mestral?
The woman was in her 40s and wore a tan-colored sash to indicate her rank as Fen. There were 8 ranks in the Diem, including the induction rank of Acolant. The ranks were represented by different colored sashes, gold for Mastral, the highest rank, then yellow for Undermastral, gray for Lestral, blue for Underlestral, brown for Diemfen, tan for Fen, and cream for Underfen, leaving the still-training Acolants wearing white sashes. The Sandmaster's tan sash showed her to be a mid-level master who showed careful control of sand but lacked the power to achieve the more impressive feats, such as building construction.
I'm sorry to intrude, but you wouldn't know which room my acolytes and I are supposed to meet in, would you?
No. Why don't you just pick one that's empty?
Well, I suppose.
Kenton continued to walk with Chris while the harassed sandmaster hurried off down a side passage, muttering to herself.
As I was saying, my father and the Lord Mastrals who preceded him utilized this same trial to assess...
Lord Mastral, do you know when the latest shipment of Zidon will be arriving?
Another interruption, this time 2 sandmasters who were dressed for their assignments in the kitchens.
We cannot be expected to cook a proper meal if...
I don't know.
Kenton stood there, conscious that the 2 sandmasters were looking at him hopefully, awaiting a response.
I'll look into it and find out for you, Underfen.
Burbrat.
Observant, Chris watched the exchange play out in a language foreign to her, and she realized intuitively just what was occurring.
The Lord Mastral does not know.
If he doesn't, then who does? He's supposed to confirm all deliveries. Or doesn't he know that?
You need an assistant.
I need 10 assistants.
No, you just need to learn to delegate. Or all of this noise will distract you from what's important.
And what would you suggest, Duchess?
Lord Mastral.
The call came from yet another sandmaster, this one wearing the blue sash of an underlestral, his brows knitted in confusion.
I require a moment of your time to check.
Kenton held a hand up to stop the man before he could blunder on.
Please hold that thought. My friend here is about to solve a great quandary for the DM.
How to shut you and everyone like you up, I hope.
Duchess, you were saying?
Though Dieren first welcomed us, your man Iloren showed us to our rooms when we moved here. Perhaps he could act as your intermediary.
Iloren is trustworthy, and he pretty much runs this place anyway.
Then delegate things to the 2 of them. The mundane things like, What is this fellow's concern?
Your turn. You needed me for...
Should the ladders at the interior east wall be 12 steps or 13?
You're right. I'm delegating.
No time like the present.
Chris hooked her arm through Kenton's elbow and practically marched down the corridor away from the Underlestrel, who seemed to only be catching his breath before renewing his verbal torrent.
The former may prove to be a little too wide-spaced.
They walked, hurrying down a tunnel-like corridor within the colossal structure of the DM, whose ceiling curved in a pleasing arch, along which a narrow line of gaps let sunlight pour through.
Where are we going, exactly?
Two places. One, away from that tiresome boar out there who could talk the hind legs off a tonk.
He could. And two?
You tell me. Where are we likely to find Eloren? He told me he could generally be found down on this level.
Yes. It's eighth hour, in which case he should be at the kitchen stores, overseeing things there.
And where is that?
This way. Left, through here.
They walked, reaching the doorway to a large cooking area where Kenton halted. They stood in the doorway, peering inside until Kenton spotted the paunchy, round-faced man he was looking for.
Lauren, there you are.
You were looking for me, Lord Mastrel? I thought you were busy.
I am. That's the problem. I'm so busy with trying to save the profession that, well, I do not have time for the small things. While you, Lauren, well, you know how the DM runs probably better than anyone. When it comes to our day-to-day running, could you and Dirin please be me?
I live only to serve, Lord Mastrel, although I cannot vouch for my skills.
You're the most trusted Sandmaster I know, Aloran.
Then it would be my honor, my lord.
Kenton's relieved smile told Chris everything she needed to know.
He agreed.
You seem surprised. You need to remember that you're in charge here, Kenton. People do what you tell them to.
You don't.